Good morning, everyone. Welcome to our Community Corner on KQWC Radio for this morning. Well, coming up this Saturday, there will be another special program on Iowa's history. This time, it's all about the Orphan Train, and this program is coming to the Mulberry Center Church at Wilson Brewer Park. It's my pleasure speaking with Dennis Wilson from Mason City. And Dennis, a very good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
Let's talk about this program again coming up Saturday afternoon.
Well, okay, I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I was raised on a farm north of Mason City and went to work on the railroad, worked on the railroad about 42 years. During that time, I did some classes at North Iowa Community College on railroad history. I've always been interested in that since I worked on it. And during that time of research, almost every town in Iowa that I was checking on the location of railroads and what they did, I come across some references to kids being brought to that town by what was known as the Orphan Train. Now, I was familiar with the Orphan Train. I knew about it, but I didn't know too much in the details of it. And the more I got into the research on it and, finding details on it, I became more interested in. So I started doing presentations on it, and I didn't want to do a presentation just on basic history. I wanted to focus on why it happened and, how it come about and the history behind that and why the history is a little known, if known at all, by many people. So I've been doing this for about 10 years now. And the Orphan Train basically is a story of the shipment out of the eastern seaboard and cities to every territory and state in the Union of delinquent, homeless, unwanted children, almost 300,000 of them, by rail. Fantastic story. A story that's just not in the history books. So I try to bring history. That's what I'm going to do this Saturday at the Mulberry Church. I want to bring history alive for you, and for what happened, and what story does it tell us today? It's more than just history. It's something about us and how we look at our children and treat them, and how are they being treated today. So I think it's going to be an interesting story for people. Yet, you talk to people about the Orphan Train, and so many I run into just never heard of it before. So I'm really looking forward to making this presentation at Webster State this coming Saturday.
And this lasted there, Dennis, for the years 1854 all the way until 1929 for the system that ran through the country.
Yes, this started out, the history of the Orphan Train, how it started, by Charles Loren Brace back in 1850, the first day of it started in 1853, first train started out in 1854. That history and the fact that the very first train that was run, that's a question I was researching, trying to find out, when did the first one come to Iowa? And the fact is that the very first train that was run out of New York, 12, which was 42 children, went to Dogwalk, Michigan. 12 of those children ended up coming to Iowa. So actually, the very first Orphan Train sent out, those portion of those children did come to Iowa City. So that's the interesting piece of history.
And you'll tell more about this during your program coming up Saturday afternoon from 1 until
yes.
2.
Yes. Yes, I want to establish first of all, why it happened. And it wasn't just in the United States. There was a situation whenever there was overabundance of children, high mortality rate between parents and any population center that come together very quickly and created a community had this problem of excess children.
Will you have any books or anything for sale there?
No, I'm not selling books, but I've got a wide assortment of books I'll have there on display.
Okay.
That people can get. If you're really interested in this, there are many books out there that tell the history, especially in New York and in Iowa, too.
Okay, they can go Google those for themselves or go to Amazon and find out more about how they get copies about the history of these orphan trains. So again, you'll talk more about it this coming Saturday afternoon starting at 1, and that's at the Mulberry Center Church, located on Wilson Avenue in Webster City at the Wilsonboro Park. And let's hope we get a great turnout coming up this Saturday afternoon.
Well, I hope so too, because every one of these opportunities to speak to people is just another way of getting the word out about what happened. The National Orphan Train Complex in Concordia, Kansas, has one or two speakers in every state in the union. I'm one of the designated speakers for Iowa. And we try to get out to libraries or any event to tell people about this piece of American history. These people that traveled on the orphan train, there's about 4 million descendants from them. They are really true American heroes because of what they went through and how they survived. And, you know, really, most of them did very well finding new homes out here and growing up and having families and making a great contribution to our nation.
All right, so again, please come to the Wilsonboro Park this Saturday afternoon for a program all about a system like no other, the Orphan Train by Dennis Wilson from Mason City. Again, let's get a great turnout. And Dennis, thanks for joining me this morning.
Well, thanks so much for having me.